Breakfast with Mark Bickley and Jared Walsh.
Tyre Power. Get 4 for $3 on Kumho passenger, SUV and four-wheel drive tyres. Your trusted tyre experts, that's Tyre Power.
8:10 on SENSA Breakfast. Dylan Buckley joining us very soon to talk about LIV Golf and, of course, Dylan Friends. LIV Golf is brought to you by our official and local broadcast partner, Medallion Homes, medallionhomes.com.au. Bix, just quickly on the text line, 0427154166. Park Local with you, Park. This one from Daniel, looking back at 2002. How many games would Cloak get for his hit on Zuma Now?
That's Tyson Edwards. Probably 2 or 3, I reckon. Didn't matter, really. He got one and missed the grand final the next week. That's a pretty big penalty to pay. Not sort of discounting it because it had a huge impact on the game, potentially costing Adelaide a spot in the grand final. But in the end, he missed the grand final. They end up losing. So not ideal for...
Daniel thinks your suspension cost the Crows a spot in the grand final as well.
Probably did.
So not only 1993 did you pass wind, which cost the Crows. This is from Ben. Good morning, gents. I hear your point about the disparity in penalties between gambling and, say, drug use. So we're using the reference of an NBA player who's been banned for life. He can't play in the NBA anymore for betting on games. The difference here is that rigging games has an impact on the legitimacy of the competition. Drug use doesn't inherently do this. If you want proof, look at West Coast in the Cousins era. Comps want to maintain the legitimacy of results. Otherwise, fans desert it and then you don't have a marketable product.
Yep. Really good point. One of the things he was also questioned about or to have done, that player, was provided information to
information.
Bookies. So that doesn't impact on the integrity of the sport. That just gives the gamblers an edge.
Yep.
So once again, the gambling agencies don't like that because it evens up the odds.
All right. It's time for this.
Time now for the 10 to 8 debate on SENSA Breakfast. Suki suki la la.
So we thought at 10
to 8. What credibility we have with Malcolm doing that.
It's the best. We love Blighty. So we basically pick a side with a topical point of discussion of the week. It all started, Mark Bickley, when we heard on Monday Matthew Lloyd on Footy Classified talking about Harley Reid.
But I still think to myself, for one win versus catapulting your club up the ladder, I've never thought this way in my whole life until I'm seeing what Harley Reid's going to do for West Coast for the next 15 years.
Okay, so the question here in the 10 to 8 debate is, North Melbourne should have tanked against the Gold Coast Suns in 2023 to get the number one pick to get Harley Reid. You are on the affirmative. I am negative, and I feel you should go first. You have 1 minute. You will hear a siren at the end of it. Are you ready?
Yep.
Mark Bickley, your time starts now.
In 2023, North Melbourne, after winning the first two rounds, went on a 20-game losing streak, including a loss to the eventual Wooden Spoon at West Coast in round 20. At the end of round 23, with one round to go, the Kangaroos sat 18th out of 18 teams, with only Gold Coast standing between them and the Wooden Spoon, which inevitably leads to the number one draft pick, which was always going to be Harley Reid. That final game started on script with the Gold Coast leading at quarter time and still in front at half time, and this is where it gets ugly for North. Nick Larkey kicked 5 goals in the second half. The Kangaroos slammed on 13 goals and won comfortably, lifting them off the bottom only by percentage. Now, what benefit has come from that win? They've missed the generational talent in Harley Reid. Add that to the blunder of mishandling and letting Jason Horne-Francis go. They could have had arguably the two brightest stars in the league. Does anyone remember the final ladder standings in 2023? No, nobody cares. All we care about is where North Melbourne are at the moment. And managing, they could have done it by managing their list and just resting a few players, and no one would have known any different.
Okay. Do you agree with Mark Bickley? 0427154166. I am on the negative. North Melbourne should not have tanked to get Harley Reid. Are you going to say your time starts now?
Your time starts now.
Everyone is thinking it, but the bloke has played 5 games. He grabbed the jumper once in a losing match and they beat Richmond's VFL side. Yes, great player, great potential, but really, you would risk the look of the game, which everyone is so focused on in 2024, to take a punt on Harley. Let's just say North did lose that game last year. Imagine the outcry from the usual suspects, including Mark Bickley. They're literally worse off than winning the match. While winning gives the supporters a little bit of hope, knowing they won't bow to losing to result in winning. They didn't just win the 4 points that day. They won the hearts of all Australians. Also, let's have a look at the names from the past decade, okay? Petrarca, Brayshaw, Mills, Taranto, McCluggage, another Brayshaw, Lukosius, Rankin, Anderson, Jackson, Philthorpe, Darcy, Ashcroft, Cheezel. What do they have in common? None of them are number one picks. They're all picks 2 and 3. Three of them are premiership players. Let's go through the number one picks of the past 10 years. No premiership players. In fact, the last number one pick to win a flag was Tom Boyd, who'd moved clubs. And before that, it was Luke Hodge with the Hawks. North made the right decision. Harley is a great fun news story. But the other two inside the top three will be better. And Harley's going back to Victoria anyway, so who cares?
It's interesting. The bit I didn't get to say was Coach Clarkson at the time said winning was important and experiencing the winning feeling even more so. But the irony that one win, that feeling they got from the one win, has confined North to years more of losing, I think.
Well, I disagree with you because those names I just said, right? So I'll say them a bit slower. I looked at this last night, the past 10 years of drafts. Petrarca, Brayshaw.
Yeah, look,
Mills, Taranto, McCluggage, Brayshaw.
Name, but there's only, in the last 10 years,
yep.
Here's where your argument's flawed. There's only 10 number ones.
Mm-hmm.
All those names you're mentioning anywhere from number 2 to number 15 and just picking all the best ones.
Say again, sorry?
So
can you repeat what you just said then?
So when
those names that I just said then,
yeah,
they are all literally number 2 and number 3 picks.
Okay, so there's 20 picks versus the 10 number ones.
Absolutely.
So you're cherry picking the best of the 20 picks versus the best of only.
So the two players that North Melbourne got instead of getting Harley Reid, going by those statistics that I said are more likely to win a premiership and be part of a premiership team than having one number one draft pick over the past 10 years.
Yeah, but you're using 2 and 3.
Absolutely, I am.
But North Melbourne got a compensation pick or a priority
pick.
So they would have had 1 and 2. So do the math on that. It still doesn't add up. And you can't compare past players to current players. I think most people think Harley Reid is going to be a really good player. In actual fact, North Melbourne tried to swap 3 first-round draft picks to West Coast to get Harley Reid. So that's how much they thought of him. And yet, you talk about people would have said tanking. North Melbourne were 18th. They hadn't won a game for 20 rounds. If they lost to the 14th team, would anyone say, gee whiz, what an upset that the Gold Coast beat North Melbourne? 14th beating 18th, beating a team that hasn't won a game for 20 rounds. And I'm not saying go out there and kick the ball out of bounds on the full. What teams do is they play players on their list who may be getting delisted and they say, look, we're just getting a feel for our list, finding out about them. We're giving opportunities to younger players.
Who would you rather, Paddy McCartan or Christian Petrarca and Angus Brayshaw together?
Well, that's selective. Who would you rather, Luke Hodge or the two players who were 2 and 3 in that
year? I haven't been selective over the past 10 years of drafts. That's fact. That's okay. All the names. No premiership players.
So 2 years ago, who was picked 2 and 3?
2 years ago, we had Sheezel, so I'll go back from last year. Sheezel, Ashcroft, Sam Darcy, Riley Philthorpe.
Ashcroft doesn't fit in there, nor does Hugo Hayden, because they're father-son, they're NGA.
Luke Jackson, Noah Anderson, Isaac Rankin, Jack Lukosius. There's some pretty good names there.
Lukosius was, what number was he?
2.
2? What number was Rankin? 3.
3.
Mm. Well, they're not at the same club anymore. Well, Isaac Rankin's not even at Gold Coast.
So then you go back to Tom Boyd, who was a number one pick. So then the only number one draft pick alongside Tom Boyd to win a premiership over then, the past, 10, 15 years was Luke Hodge.
So who was the number two pick this year? McKercher, is it?
McKercher. And then Zane Dersma also went to North Melbourne. Mm. So I reckon North Melbourne are better off having those two than having one Harley Reid.
But they would have had Harley Reid and McKercher. So are they better off with Harley Reid and McKercher? Or McKercher and Zane Dersma? That's the only question you have to ask yourself.
If they have to lose to get Harley Reid, then I'd be happy with the other two.
Mm. Well,
it's a good debate.
We're slightly different on that. And in the end, I just feel if North Melbourne felt so strongly that they were going to swap 3 first-round draft picks to get one player, they must have rated him.
Mm.
And it just makes me think that maybe the recruiting staff weren't barracking for North Melbourne on that day against Gold Coast in round 23.
What do you think?
They were the worst side of 2023 North Melbourne last year.
0427 154 166. We'll head to the news and speak to Dylan Buckley next.